Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Jared Goff. He was on a podcast, and it was making the rounds yesterday. Wilbo TV, Wilbo Show on YouTube. Very long, lengthy interview with Jared Goff. One thing really stood out. Made the rounds on social media.
It's still making the rounds.
Jared Goff's thoughts on the negativity of the Detroit media and the changing mindset in the city now that the Lions are good. I want to play the clip and then some context afterwards. I was giving that guy a hard time. I actually really like him. The exchange that prompted that was with Wojo. Here's that exchange. So that was before the NFC title game. And let me just say this. We're fair game. If we're going to dish it, we got to be able to take it. That's a fun exchange between Goff and Wojo.
Yeah.
The idea that Lions media is negative, I disagree. I feel like last year across the board was really positive. I feel like this is one of the most beloved teams in the history of the city, and I feel like they were covered that way. I feel like from the jump, most people on this station said they were winning a division and a playoff game, something they hadn't done in 30 years. And a lot of people didn't waver. The idea that it's 100% positive, no, of course you lose a game. Losing brings out some negativity, but I don't feel like the Lions were unfairly covered. I don't feel like we really relished in any negativity. If anything, I feel like we finally got to celebrate our football team in a way we never have. And I think people really wanted that. I think we gravitated towards that newness, that freshness, that fun. Do you agree that the Lions media is negative? And if you guys do, by the way, I don't want to be overly defensive. 248-539-9797. Do you feel like it's still, we're hung up on SOL? I think the Lions credit, they banished SOL.
But even saying the letters.
Oh, see, this is the thing. You can mention it. That doesn't mean we're being negative.
It brings out all of those people.
Yeah,
yes.
I know.
And do I think that they were covered negatively? No, not as a whole. And I thought that was a fun exchange. We talked about it at the time, Stoney and I, about Jared Goff showing a little personality, having a little back and forth. I'm curious. Because when I heard this initially, my mind was drawn to you, and where was it this year where you made the shift to you knew Goff was going to be here, probably going to be here for another year,
mm-hmm.
but that you wanted to move on from Goff. When was the shift that nope, this is our guy?
It was in the playoffs. Because I really did put a premium on him showing out in the playoffs.
So he had to win a playoff game. So for 17 games, you were still, eh.
There were, and still are, physical limitations to his game.
Oh, yeah, he's not fast.
And in terms of arm strength.
Here we go.
There was the whole debate, like, can you hit J-Mo? And I didn't even really dwell on that. But there are some physical limitations. And it's a salary cap sport. So it was always viewed through the prism of what's best for the Lions' long-term success. You couldn't deny, even my curmudgeon ass couldn't deny what the guy was doing. He got to the postseason. He hit big throws. The 4th-and-1 in the playoff game against the Rams.
Yeah.
He had to hit it. That's a game where red zone determined who won, right? You can't kick field goals. You got to score a touchdown. He hits LaPorta. That's a big time throw in a big time game with everything on the line. Late in the game, John, they couldn't run the ball. For as much as their identity was Gibbs, Montgomery, offensive line run, they needed to run the clock out. And what did they do?
They threw it.
Goff to St. Brown. Yeah. Like, he hit the big throws the very next week against the Bucs. A couple touchdowns, some dots, some accuracy into a bucket into the end zone. He made big throws in the playoffs. And I said, fine, I'll concede. Uncle, I give. He can be the quarterback of this team long term. You can win. I'm ready to pay the guy. So he, if the negativity is directed towards how he was covered, then I'm guilty as hell. But I do think the Lions, for the most part, changed the narratives. When you win, negativity fades. Right. This team was a historic loser. Of course there's been a lot of negativity historically. I don't think it's accurate to say that there's been a ton of negative press surrounding the Lions. And to this day, by the way, I don't think anybody is against paying Jared Goff, in the media anyway. I mean, you can take a call or a ticket text. I think everybody loves Dan Campbell. Yeah. Brad Holmes, we're like, you know, I got a little anxious early in free agency, but you and I both, we love what they've done in free agency. We have full trust they're going to nail the draft. I don't know that there is much negativity at all about the Detroit Lions from our station or in print media or TV media either.
Well, but we're also allowed to have opinions, all right? And opinions even since the season was over of, do we think Brad Holmes did the exact right thing in free agency? All right, didn't go get Danielle Hunter, didn't get some of these other guys. But what we don't know is maybe he tried and Danielle Hunter just didn't want to come to Detroit. Like, there's other factors involved. But you're allowed to have an opinion about what's going on. In-game decisions by Dan Campbell.
Fair game.
Those are fair game. Dropped balls. Dropped balls, missed tackles, missed opportunities. All of those things are fair game. That's what we do. It's what fans do.
Yeah. I mean, we're having a conversation 4 hours a day on this show, but think about all the shows and all the hours and all. They play one game on a Sunday and we got all week to talk about it. When you win, it gets highlighted a lot of the good. When you lose, like you lose Thanksgiving, do I think if we played the tapes back, we'd have no negativity on our radio station? Of course there was some negativity, but I feel like for the most part, this was a team that was cherished, celebrated.
And some of, whether you want to call it negativity or opinions, it's you're kind of going down a semantic game in that regard. But it somewhat depended on, and even here at the station, or it was, how have you been harmed emotionally by the Lions? If you're 65 and you haven't seen a Lions playoff win since 91 and you haven't seen them win a division. Like, we had some people call up like, hey, I was at that 57 game or that 57 season. Like, okay, now, and then all of the harm that happened from then till now, it's really hard to just put that away until the Lions prove it. Well, they proved it this year. Jared Goff proved it, to your point. Yeah. You wanted to see him prove it. And when he did, you gave him his flowers.
Do you guys tell us? Do you feel like there's negativity around the Detroit Lions specifically? Because that's what Goff talking about. I mean, I don't think he's like, oh, people are too hard on the Pistons. I don't think that's what he was referring to. Detroit media thrives, relishes on negativity. He's looking at it through the lens of a Detroit Lions player. So I ask, do you feel like the Lions are covered negatively? And if you want to do the broader conversation about, are we too negative as a media in general, I don't want to get defensive. If you guys think that, let us know. 248-539-9797. Yeah. If we could dish it, we got to take it.
Go ahead, name names. We like naming names.
John knows no one's going to accuse him of being negative. That's exactly what that is. Tom has some ticket texts I'm sure I mentioned a few times. 248-539-9797. Well, John, you wanted him to name names.
Oh, do we have some?
Oh, they did. Too negative? Coverage of the Detroit Lions? Jared Goff's comments. And he was asked about an exchange with Wojo, or, you know, and Wojo's not negative.
No, it was a fun.
It was a little playful.
Yeah,
back and forth. And Goff says, maybe I'm overthinking this a little bit. And he acknowledged that there is kind of a rewiring that's taken place. Like, no, we're good now. Every show has talked about that in the last, 18 months? The rewiring of Lions fans from the end of the 2022 season when they went on that run. They beat Green Bay and Lambeau. Hey, we're expecting things. They delivered on those things. They won the division. They won a playoff game, two playoff games. The rewiring of, no, the other shoe's not going to drop. Guys, the sky's not falling. I know they lost to the Ravens. They're not frauds. I know they lost to the Packers on Thanksgiving. It's okay. Breathe. You have a cushion. You're a good team. You're going to rebound. It's going to be okay. I agree with Goff in the sense that there has been a shift, but I think the shift has already taken place, and I don't see this like overtly negative media with the Lions in Detroit. Are we negative about the Pistons? Yeah, they're having the worst season in the history of their franchise.
Yeah.
Are we at times negative about the Red Wings? They're in the midst of a collapse. You know, the Tigers are in the longest drought in the American League of missing the playoffs. I mean, guys, it's not always sunshine and rainbows, but I think the Lions, deservedly so, have removed that acronym, remove the negativity. It's to their credit. I'm not asking for us to get patted on the back. They've earned the positive coverage.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And when you think about everything that's transpired over the last 3 years, 3-13-1, 9-7, or 9-8.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Extra game.
Yeah, extra game. 9-8. And then obviously what they did last year with 12 wins, winning a division, winning a playoff game, two playoff games, hosting two playoff games at home and winning those games, and then going to the NFC Championship game. Like, there's a lot of material. We heard Brad Holmes is keeping his receipts. You know, Jared Goff. I don't know that this is necessarily a receipt.
This isn't some attack.
But I also wonder for him, like, we're talking about reprogramming Lions fans and us in the media and how we view this team historically. Like, Jared Goff took a beating nationally in the media after losing the Super Bowl and then what happened with McVay and him and his exit from LA. But he also took a beating locally. Nobody in LA really cares that much about the Rams.
That's the difference too. You're right.
Here, we live and die, even though it has been historically a tough road to hoe as a Lions fan, we live and die by what the Detroit Lions do.
Yeah, the LA, it's a big media market, not a rabid sports market. Even Cal, right, where he played collegiately, come on. Some ticket text, 248-539-9797. Goff has been listening to Chapman too much, and yes, the media has become negative. It's their job. Another one says, every time Brian Chapman is on the radio, it's SOL, SOL, SOL. Okay, well, there's a reason the guy's not on when the sun's up. Next ticket texter says, how can you think you're not negative? Talk about clueless. Costa is an idiot. I agree with the negativity, especially Costa and the afternoon guys. Okay, so I'm mentioned in here quite a bit.
I knew this would happen.
You knew this was going
to
happen.
I know. That's why I laughed for 5 minutes.
Goff wants to be told that he's pretty and have no criticism against him. I don't think that's the case.
No.
Texter says, Cookies, you're nuts. The Detroit media, especially you, Valeni, Rieger, and Chappie, are negative about all the teams. It's hard to listen to you guys most of the time. I listen for John. Not a fan of you. That's John in Farmington Hills. Well, John, thanks, John, keeping our ratings afloat, because if it was just me, it'd be a whole lot of... Let's get to Pete in Chesterfield. Pete, good morning.
Hey, I think that last text kind of sums up where the negativity comes from. I don't think it's from the media. I thought they handled Jared Goff pretty gently. I mean, I think they were more critical of Stafford over the years. There's a lot of love, but there's a lot of really intense criticism. Goff, maybe it's because of the way they treat the coach. I don't know. It can't be him, because the media doesn't treat him rough at all. I don't even see that.
Goff or Dan?
Well, Dan is a coach, so he's going to take some heat on decisions. That's kind of come from the territory. But as far as Goff goes, kid's gloves, you know. And can I ask a real quick question, because the draft is coming up? Is that cool?
Get it, because he has small hands.
Yeah, gloves. Are you being negative because he's got small hands?
I don't even care about his small hands. I don't care if he has small feet either. He had a great year, and he fits the offense very well. So, I mean, he's perfect for what they got going on, and I don't really think there's a whole lot of options, certainly not in the draft. That's why I wanted to say something real quick about draft. But, I mean, you got to give him his money, pay him. He's taking the team to where they're at, and I don't think anybody else sees it any different. I don't see how they can, really. In the draft, like I heard an analysis the other day, and tell me if I'm crazy because it seems like the moving the goalposts. The guy evaluated J.J. McCarthy. He said he came up big in big games. Can somebody tell me which big game J.J. McCarthy played well in? Because he wasn't the MVP of either of the CFB games. He didn't throw a pass in the second half against Penn State. Which game was it to J.J. TCU maybe the year before where he threw two pick sixes and fumbled on the goal? I just don't know where that near. He's a good player, but what big game did J.J. McCarthy step up and make a difference in?
I mean, I think that, the Alabama game.
I don't even know where this is coming from.
Yeah, I mean, he stepped up in the Alabama game.
John, if he's the quarterback, he didn't even win the MVP. He didn't really play well in the Alabama game. And if it wasn't a game of inches, he'd have melted down like TCU if that first interception would have held up. I'm just saying. He didn't come up that big. He wasn't even MVP of the game. And he's a quarterback. He's got the ball in his hands the whole game. He disappeared in the third quarter completely.
So, Pete, I think there's a lot going on with the JJ stuff. And, John, I do think you're probably the person who watched him as close as anybody. But what I saw was a guy who wasn't asked to do a lot. That doesn't mean he wasn't capable. When they had third and sevens, the guy was actually pretty good, one of the better quarterbacks at converting third downs in college football, the gotta-have-it spots.
Well, what he was asked to do on third downs and some second and longs was put the team in the best play possible and, you know, make the call at the line of scrimmage. And on a fourth and two, he gets a look and adjusts the play so that Blake Corum is able to run for 15 yards and a first down on the same look, but with somebody going in motion with them, when they send Roman Wilson in motion, now all of a sudden that tells him, okay, we're going to go to this other play. It's same play called, but the second one is what we're going with. He came up big in the mental side of things. And I think people sometimes miss a lot of what goes on because it's not talked about, the audibles at the line of scrimmage or even after the ball is snapped.
Ticket Texter says, hey, Costa, I guess you've never heard of Carlos Monterez. No, I'm not saying we are perfect as a media. We do have Carlos Monterez. Couple more ticket text. It says, Jared's going to have to come to grips with Detroit's SOL PTSD. It's not easy to reverse generational trauma. That's Noel and Romulus.
There's certainly a lot of that in terms of, but you start talking about fans, and There's a big difference in talking about the way the fans treat him and the way the media treats him. Now, we generate a lot of that conversation.
Right.
But when you have a fan base that is going to other sports and chanting his name, that there's nothing negative about that.
I was listening last night, so I'm not stealing Ticket Text Thunder here. The audio does say writer.
Yeah, they're not talking about, he's not specifically naming our radio station.
Right.
But I'm making
now,
a broader conversation.
And I think it is. And I do think it's just at times. I look at this, guys. Look, we all have expectations. We have standards. I think John and Wojo are very good at giving people the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes I personally agree if you give too much of it. Jim and Mike, I think sometimes their expectations are a little bit on the other end too far.
Really quick to hand out strikes is what you're saying?
Yes. I think a very important thing in this is that you're willing to admit you're wrong when you're wrong.
Yep.
And you don't move the goalposts like some people do. I hate goalpost movers when they set a standard or an expectation and all of a sudden when that is reached, they move it.
Well, and that's I try.
You changed on Goff.
Yes, because
it took you a long time. You
for
really
too
did.
Long, too long in most people's eyes. But
you did.
I'll give you a great example. When he finally delivered, I sent out a tweet. It blew up because I was like, I concede. It was the picture of like Malibu Goff where he's like, stop hating. Guys, I can't run from it. I'll own it. I'm gonna be wrong, but we got to do radio today. I can't like something like the Wings. I thought they would win. I really did. I thought they would win. They were wrong. I'll own it the next day. I mean, that's all I can do is just tell you what I think that day. But I think sometimes people get this stuff misconstrued. A ticket texter says, revisionist history on the Lions coverage. Costa, it took me 17 games into the third season to buy in. Don't you remember Holmes' press conference when he took a victory lap on his draft after being ripped on by the station and beat writers? It took me a while on Goff, but it didn't take me a while on the Lions. I thought they would win
You thought they were going to win and Goff would be the reason that would hold them back. Actually,
yeah, yeah, but I thought they had built a hell of a roster. I thought they had built a team that would win the North, win a playoff game. And I think I picked them in every playoff game they played last season, including the loss.
I just want to say one thing. The average listener has absolutely no clue what the other side of this is. And the other side of this is public/media relations that we protect the listener against. That you're getting real authentic stuff here and not some spin job coming out of the teams.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.